Welcome back to the Jolynn Thomas Show. The jury has come back and the verdict is in. Jennifer Crumbley is guilty. Joining me by phone right now to shed some light on what this could potentially mean going forward is Dr. Carol Lieberman. Dr. Lieberman is a forensic psychiatrist, trial expert, and also columnist of Inside the Criminal Mind. Dr. Carol Lieberman, thanks for taking some time to weigh in on this, what is sure to be groundbreaking and precedent-setting case.
Yes, I am. I have been watching this, and I've been talking about it, and I've been, hearing on Court TV a number of times and really following this case from the beginning, because this has such great implications. And of course, the jury made the right decision in finding her guilty on all four counts. If ever there was going to be a mother who would be found or who should be found guilty of being irresponsible in regard to her child and allowing him, she certainly did know about it ahead of time. You know, that was part of it. She was saying, no, couldn't have been foreseeable. There were so many ways it was foreseeable. But she is really a mother who did so many things wrong from the very beginning. I mean, one of the things that hasn't been coming out much in terms of this case is that it wasn't just the 6 months. You know, they were reading emails or texts and so on for the last 8 months or so on. But this is a woman who neglected her son, Ethan, from the time he was a little boy. It didn't just start 6 or 8 months before the shooting. This has been going on forever. And in fact, when he was little, she and her husband used to go out drinking, and they would leave him at home and without a phone, and he would have to walk to a neighbor to get the neighbor to call his parents to come home. I mean, this has been ongoing and ongoing and ongoing, and he has been asking for help for years. And you know, hopefully, the reason why this is so important that she was found guilty, besides for her, you know, the punishment that she deserves, it's to show other parents that, yes, indeed, if your child is asking you for help, for mental help, telling you they hear demons, they hear things, drawing pictures, help me. You know, he couldn't have done anything more other than get a skywriter to write across the sky, help. And she ignored all of this. And of course, it came out, you know, she was doing everything else. Obviously, she wasn't getting enough gratification from her being with her son, being a mother. And so she was doing everything else, from riding horses, which I'm not going to say anything against since I have a horse and I'm addicted to it. But also, you know, a boyfriend and an affair and swinging and just all kinds. It almost doesn't matter. She was doing everything other than paying attention to her son.
This is such a heartbreaking case, particularly when you understand how far this goes back. But to know that this young man was forthright and saying, I need help, and that was ignored, that puts a whole different perspective on it. Dr.
Yes.
Lieberman, you have said that you believe Jennifer Crumbley is the poster mom for those who turn their kids into school shooters. Some would say that's a bit harsh. What do you mean exactly by that?
Well, there is a profile for a school shooter. The profile is that the child has either been abused or neglected, or both. And of course, we know he was at least neglected. And then also they spend a lot of time playing violent video games, and apparently he did that. And the reason, you know, it kind of goes hand in hand, because if they're being neglected by their parents, and you know, they're kind of left alone to play video games. Excuse me. And And he was also, also either bullied or isolated in school, and which he was. You know, he had one friend. They talk about this one friend, and the one friend moved away, and that was kind of one of the triggers for why he did it now. But, you know, the thing, you know, I'm glad that you mentioned that about school shooters do not generally ask for help. That is a very rare kind of thing. They sort of, pretend that everything is okay and they're plotting this school shooting and all of that. This kid asked for help and he didn't get it. She was really the poster mom, doing everything else except and ignoring her child, not even looking in the backpack on that day when she was called into school. Of course, the school didn't either, and they should be, you know, civilly punished. But it's the mother's, it's mostly the mother's responsibility. You know, he was communicating mostly with his mother in terms of help, I need help, and blah, blah, blah. And, hopefully this will very much cause parents to think about what their kids are doing, especially, well, of course, if their child asks for help. Hopefully that will be now a sign that they should listen, you know, that they'll remember this. But not just that. This will hopefully cut down on the number of school shootings that there are because more parents will be involved. That was the one thing that I was worried about in terms of the verdict because, you know, when it was taking so long, I was worried that there would be one or more parents on the jury who would be thinking to themselves, this was the whole defense. I can't pay attention to my child every minute of the day. This could happen to me, too. And I was really worried that they were going to be thinking that, you know, like parents shouldn't be held to this much responsibility. But fortunately, you know, whatever did go on in there, fortunately, they resolved it in the good sense. I mean, that was the other thing. The defense attorney, how she kept saying, bringing it on to herself, I'm not a perfect parent either, and we shouldn't have to be perfect parents. I mean, really, lady? I'm just so glad. You know, it gives you faith in the judicial system.
You know what I thought was kind of interesting is that the defense attorney reached for a little Taylor Swift when she was talking. Yes, wasn't that fascinating? She certainly knew that Taylor Swift was relevant at the moment. Maybe she was banking that there were some Taylor Swift fans on that jury, but she said that Band-Aids don't fix bullet holes.
Yes. You know, I thought that was the beginning. Frankly, if I'm sitting on a jury, if there's a, we're talking about involuntary manslaughter, and we're talking about four students who were killed, and you're quoting me Taylor Swift, I thought that was very inappropriate.
Right. I mean, it was just almost jaw-dropping for me when I recognized that that was the angle that she tried to go with and basically said the prosecution is trying to put a Band-Aid on this problem. That didn't sit well with me either.
Yes, yes.
Dr. Lieberman, we have to take a quick break, but if you can stick on the line, I've got a couple more questions I'd like to throw out. Don't forget, Valentine's is coming up, and our Sweetheart Selfie Contest is underway. Look, this contest is a one-and-done Valentine's package. Send me a selfie of you and your sweetie with the word sweetheart to 208-522-5900.